wonder, what was it like to get that call and your thoughts on being back?
Well, of course, it's nice to be back in NHL, you know, that's for sure. I just found out last night and I'm here.
How much have you watched as to what's been going on, and how much have you, I guess, at the end of the day, paid attention to what hasn't happened so far for Helly and Hutch?
Of course, I was aware of what's going on. Like I said so many times, I don't watch hockey that much, but you know, you're living in Winnipeg and in a hockey city, so you know what's going on. But I don't think I think it would be highly disrespectful if I make any comments about how everybody's playing. I mean, it's it wouldn't be fair because I wasn't here. I was with the Moose, so you know, I don't want to comment any of it.
Are you under the impression you'll start tomorrow?
As coach, you know. whatever I'm going to have a chance to play, I'm going to play. But you know, of course, it's going to be the coach's decision, and he's going to make that decision.
But have you been given any indication as to what the expectations are?
I've just been here 2 hours, so it's a little bit too early, but I think you guys are going to find out pretty soon.
So how much are you looking forward to getting back with the Jets?
Looking forward for play the game, play the NHL again. I mean, that's pretty much it. That's the whole story. It's been like that last 4 months. You know, wait for opportunity and play the NHL again.
How did it feel walking into this room today? I mean, you know it so well.
Yeah, but you know, I parked the car in a different spot, but I walked through the dressing room in the same way, like with the Moose, but instead of turning right, I turning left. It feels same now. I mean, it feels same. Of course, I wasn't in the locker room for a long time, but it feel pretty good, and looking forward to stay as long as I can.
How do you feel, or where do you feel your game is at from the games you played in the American League this year?
Well, I had a slower start. I think you know, I didn't play much. You know, comps play most of the games, and around December I start playing a little bit more, and I felt good. Last game I felt really good, but it's AHL. You know, it's a little bit different level than the NHL. But you know, I feel really good. We've been practicing a lot. It's not too many days off over there, so. You know, I've been playing a lot lately, so that's great. You know, I'm just looking forward for another games.
You said you were waiting for your opportunity. Were you starting to think that opportunity wasn't going to come?
Yeah, I was aware of it. Absolutely. You never know. You know, I remember my first year pro, I got called up in 2 days when I got sent down. So everything can happen, and of course I know I was aware about the situation that... you know, the chance never come, and you know, that's the life, that's the hockey.
How surprised were you when that call came?
I was happy. You know, I was surprised as well. I mean, you know, I've been playing for there for 4 months, and all of a sudden I got the call. So, of course, I was a little surprised, but I was happy.
How do you describe
this? Sorry, Sam. How important is this stretch for you?
I would say how important it is for the team. I mean, it's. I think that Jets lost 4 in a row, so we have to stop it somehow, and we'll see. You know, 4 points out of the playoffs, we're right there on the line. So, and for me, it's again, it's different. Different feeling for sure, playing for for a Moose for 4 months, and then come here, have one or two practice, maybe more, and then play the game. So we'll see how the things go. But of course, it's important. If I want to stay in the NHL, you know, I have to play good.
You've carried this team into the playoffs before. How does this compare?
I wouldn't compare that 2 years ago at all. I mean, it's totally different situation. I was with the Jets whole year at that time. We went up and down. I was pretty much in the lowest point in my career at that time when I played the game and started playing, and we made the playoffs. So that's a totally different situation.
What's it like when you come in, Andre? I mean, just with relationship with Michael and with Connor and that sort of thing, when you've been called up, is it... Like, do you have a conversation with them when you walk in? What's that dynamic like?
We talk a little bit, but that's the life. That's part of the business. Same thing like coming to the training camp. That's pretty much the same thing. You come to training camp, there's a 5-6 goalies. One training camp, I think we had like 8 goalies, and 7 of them had NHL experience. So it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, it's what it is. And, you know, I think we all pro that we can handle it.
Do you have anything to prove this week or anything?
If I want to prove anything?
Yeah. Do you have anything to prove to anybody or yourself? Or?
Not to anybody. Not to everybody. I want to prove myself that I can play. I can play the NHL and I belong here. But that's pretty much it. I don't look at to show anybody that I can play. I was always saying that I can play NHL and you know, here it is. That's I got the chance to prove myself that I'm the NHL goalie.
Is this the perfect opportunity? I mean, you mentioned it. They've lost 4 straight. You come in, you have a great game, and they win it. It's returning with a bang.
Well, you know what? You come in and win the game, and then you lose 4. I mean, that would be... It's not a perfect situation, that's for sure. If, you know... But I'm happy that I'm in NHL. That bottom line, that's it. And then, if it's perfect situation or not, what's the perfect situation? I mean, it's a lot of things going on in NHL and a lot of goals, a lot of, you know, look at the last game, Pittsburgh and Washington, 15 goals. I mean, it's what it is. I mean, it's a lot of goals around the league. There's no perfect situation. The situation for me would be same if the team wins 6 in a row. But if the team wins 6 in a row, I wouldn't be here. So what's the perfect situation? I mean, it's perfect situation. I got the call, and I can be in NHL. That's a good situation for me.
How different did today's practice feel, and how comfortable did you feel?
Well, it was a short practice. We had a 1-hour practice yesterday with the Moose. Coach wasn't happy about the effort we played another day, but feels good. I mean, it's... the drills were simple. I felt good. Like I said, short practice, good feel.
Do you look at this as an opportunity to kind of show yourself to other NHL teams too? That you can still play, kind of what you talked about earlier?
Not really. That I have a chance to stay in NHL somehow, and whatever happened. If I'm going to play good, well, I may going to stay with the Jets. I don't know. Like, you never know. So I'm done. That's too far a little bit. And I just want to play the game and win the game, and then we go from there. But I think it's a little bit too early to talk about what's going to happen in a few weeks.
Andre, the job in the NHL is a lot different than the job you're going to do now. Can you explain the differences in how you approach them?
Again, the job here?
The job here is so much different than what you were doing with the Moose in terms of the players you're facing, the caliber of play, that sort of thing.
Well, of course, there's way more pressure here, but not any different than other players. I mean, you play in the NHL, that's always pressure, and it's true that with the Moose that you play in Winnipeg, but you know, a lot of people follow it anyway, but not as much as the Jets. And if you go on the road, there's a team that, you know, it's not too many fans or you know, in the building, so it's kind of different. And of course, it's a different role to be the NHL goalie and AHL goalie.
You talked on Sunday after a really good performance against in that game, where the difference between, you know, one mistake in an NHL game and it's in the back of the net, in the AHL, not necessarily. So that's something you're gonna have to adjust to as well, right?
Absolutely. I start with the practice as well. I will repeat myself. I what I said. I mean, it's that's the difference between AHL and NHL.
When you play your very best, when you have played your very best here, you've been better than anybody else here, and you've won games for this team, and you got this team into the playoffs. Can you reproduce that play right now? Are you in the right shape, mentally, physically, everything, to be the very best Andre Pavlik?
Yeah, it's tough questions, but I believe I can do it. If I wouldn't believe myself, I don't think I would. I don't know how to say it. If I didn't believe myself, that I wouldn't be the goalie, or I don't have to say. I just believe myself that I can do it. Of course, of course.
I missed the start. Are you playing Wednesday? Have you been told that?
No, I don't know.
You know, have you been told anything about we're going to give you the ball if you can win?
No, absolutely not. I had a little talk with Paul, and we were talking for a little bit, and you know, if that those questions, that's for him. I would say that's he's in charge. He's in. He's going to make a decision who's going to be in the net, and if it's for one game, two games, three games, four games, who knows.
Were you angry at Paul or at Chevy at any point, and have you gotten over that? Like, is there bad blood, or are you in a real good frame
when I got
of
sent down, I mean, yeah. Of course, I was disappointed. I mean, every player would be, but I would say I've been around for a while that I know it's a part of the business. Of course, I wasn't happy. But I learned the last few years, don't take the things personally. I mean, it's a business, and it doesn't matter if you agree or not. You don't make those decisions. You know, Chevy getting paid to make those decisions, Paul getting paid for make those decisions. No, I mean, not at all. I mean, I understand the business. You know, probably I would take it differently when I would be 23 years old or 24 years old, but... not at all. I know the business. I know I'm in the last year of my contract. I knew what's going on. The league getting younger. You know, those all things I saw around the league that, of course, I was disappointing, but that's very much it.